Crime Watch on KFM.
With Manguard Plus, Ladytown Business Park, Nace. We keep it secure and safe 24 hours a day. 045 408 300.
Now it is time for Crime Watch. We're taking it just a little bit earlier this week just because we will be speaking to Dara Fitzpatrick about the Punchestown Day 2 races after the break. Joining me on the line now is Brian Carroll from Newbridge Garda Station. Brian, good morning. Thanks for taking our call on the Kildare Today Show.
No problem. Good morning to you and your listeners today.
We are looking at the first offence, this time starting in Athy. It seems to be two incidents of criminal damage which took place last week.
Yeah, on the 18th of this month, between 3 and 4am, this occurred. The Gardaí in the Tide, two incidents of criminal damage between 3 and 4am. In the first case, a silver Toyota car, which was parked in the driveway in the Coneyborough area, was damaged. The rear passenger window was smashed, and the offender pulled the ignition barrel, attempting to take the car, but was unsuccessful. The second incident occurred around the same time in the Andrew Meadows estate. Again, this vehicle, which was a blue Toyota Sonetta, was parked in the driveway. The offender damaged the panel glass on the car. No property was taken. Gardaí have been canvassing the area for CCTV and were asking the public if they saw anyone acting suspiciously in the Coneyborough or Andrew Meadows areas of Athy on the morning. To contact Gardaí at High Gardaí on 059 863 4210.
We're then moving over to Newbridge, Brian, for a burglary that took place on Airfield Road there in Newbridge. What happened?
Yeah, on the 21st of this month, the Gardaí in Newbridge are investigating this, which happened around 8:30pm on Airfield Road. In this case, the homeowner was at home and observed two people who had their face covers attempting to open a kitchen window with what appeared to be a crowbar. The homeowner disturbed these two people and they left on foot, heading into Kilcullen Road direction. Thankfully, no entry was gained. The house has been examined by our Scenes of Crime unit. The area is also being canvassed for CCTV. And we're just asking the public if they saw anyone acting suspiciously and motive. We may have dash cam footage to check it for the Airfield Road and Kilcullen Road in Newbridge around 8:30pm on the 21st of this month. And if they have any information in relation to this, could they please contact Newbridge Garda Station on 045 431 212.
Moving then to north of the county, Brian, criminal damage was reported in Leakslip. A boat was damaged by the looks of things.
Yeah, this occurred... We have the dates, it's between the 25th and the 26th. We've no time. This occurred in Leakslip. The boat was in the Kilmahadrock area. A lock on the boat was broken and the boat itself was damaged. There was graffiti sprayed on the boat. Thankfully, no property was taken. We don't have an exact time for the incident, but Leakslip Gardaí will be looking for CCTV in the area. And if anyone has any information in relation to this, could they contact Leakslip Garda Station on 01-666-7800.
Then, Brian, moving over to Carberry, and this is just in the past few days. This was another burglary that occurred, this time at a building site.
Yeah, and on the 26th of this month, around 5pm, the Gardaí in Carberry are investigating the burglary which occurred at a building site in the Spire View in Johnstown Bridge on the 26th of April. In this incident, a blue van was seen acting suspiciously on the site around 5pm. This van then left the area. A couple of hours later, security on the site heard a noise and found building equipment at a fence at the neighbouring Bridgewell Estate. The blue van had a number of males on it, was seen in the Bridgewell Estate at this time also. The area was searched by security, who noticed that three locks and containers were broken and one of the empty houses also had its door broken. And we're just asking the public if they saw this blue van in the Johnstown Bridge area or have any information in relation to this incident, to contact Carberry Gardaí on 046-955-3002.
And then very lastly, those are the incidents that were reported, Brian. But again, with Punchestown happening this week, you just want to give a reminder of the traffic management plan that is in place that was in place yesterday and is running up until Saturday, 2nd of May.
Yeah, the traffic management plan is run from the 28th of April to the 2nd of May. And we're just asking patrons attending the event to use public transport where possible and to travel early to the event. And just people just, there may be delays, maybe a counter during peak times, and just to be patient. Gardaí will be deployed to manage and regulate the traffic in Naas and at the event. At the event site, patrons will be directed to the appropriate parking or set-down areas. Patrons are requested to clearly display their parking permits to avoid any delay and ensure that they are directed to the correct parking area. Patrons are also requested to note the area in which they have parked in order to assist locating their vehicle after the event. Routes to the venue itself will be clearly signposted with directional and informational signage, and priority junctions will be manned by Garda personnel. Car and bus parking will be on site, and designated parking area for people with mobility or issues or impaired issues attending the festival are available at www.punchestown.com, or if they contact the promoter on 045 89 7704. There is also a full list of our traffic plan, management plan on the Kildare Garda social media sites. And we just hope that everyone attending the festival has a great time, and to just remind people never to drive under the influence of alcohol or drugs.